This podcast sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 74 of the Taking Notes podcast for Tuesday, January 15th, 2008. Oh boy, today we have a lot of people on the line. We have Julian Robichaud, my co-host. Hey, Julian.
Hey, Bruce.
And we have Bill Buchan from Scotland. Bill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, and our very special guest, Mr. Rocky Oliver, formerly of IBM fame, and now he is the vice president, a vice president at Team Studio. Rocky, welcome to the podcast.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Rocky, what are you the new VP of at Team Studio?
I am the vice president of products. So it's basically like a super project management role or product management role. I work closely with Craig Sherman, who's the VP of product development, to help come up with new directions for our products, new product ideas, refocusing of our existing products. And I also wear other hats, such as I'm going to be focusing quite a bit on the community interaction between Lotusphere – I mean between Lotusphere. See what's on my brain right now? Between Team Studio and the Lotus community. So I'll wear a bunch of hats. It's an entrepreneurial role. You'll see me out and about quite a bit, probably more than I have been in the last couple years. So,
well, excellent. Congratulations on that new position. And Bill just disconnected. Are you there, Bill?
I'm still here, sorry.
Okay, no problem. So today we're here to talk about Lotusphere 2008. You know, we're only a few days away. And Julian and I thought it would be a great idea for those people who are fairly new to Lotusphere, or, well, maybe they're Lotusphere virgins, or maybe they only went one or two times. We thought we'd give everyone some insights on what to expect, what not to expect, what's happening on certain days, some new events that are occurring at Lotusphere, and Rocky can help us with some of that because he's responsible for one of those. So let's dive right in. Bill, I'm picking on you first. You know,
where do we start? I mean, Lotusphere is huge, okay? It's huge. It's hugely massive. It's bigger than the biggest thing you've seen in a long time. It's 8 or 9 or 10,000 people, all geeks, in one place, in Disney, right? So, I mean, by the end of the week, you start seeing people losing their grasp on reality. You start seeing a lot of Mickey Mouse ears. It's fantastic fun. And, oh, by the way, Lotus present all their cool new stuff for the year at this conference, which is great. And we get unfettered access to the most amazing Lotus guys around. So, you know, it's going to be fun.
As opposed to that fettered access we normally get.
Well, yeah, Rocky can testify that mostly IBMs are pretty fettered guys, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get in touch with a lot of these guys outside of Lotusphere. In fact, many of them don't even publish their email addresses. I mean, they're very hard to get in touch with, except at Lotusphere. It's kind of when we allow them out of their cubes or their offices and we let them actually speak to real people for a change. So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, Rocky, how about yourself? You've been to a lot of Lotusphere's. If you had to, you know, obviously I think you wrote about this on your blog a couple times over the years. Give us, you know, give us the what to bring, what to expect. Okay. I think
here's a few, like, just quick tips just before you know, as you're not even there yet. One would be bring comfortable shoes. You probably will not need to dress up at all when you're there. Everything is very casual, business casual, or, you know, sometimes even less. But I would definitely, you know, the number one rule is get comfortable shoes. That doesn't mean go out today and buy them because they won't be broken in enough. Make sure they are shoes that you've been wearing, they're broken in, and that you feel like walking, you know, 10 to 20 miles a day in, because that's what you're going to be walking. Number two, don't bring
Rocky
a ton of t-shirt. Huh?
Sorry, what? Rocky, can I just butt in there? Sure. I've been on the shop floor down in the basement. That's an even worse surface. Now, if anyone's been a booth babe like I have, there's a fantastic tip, and that is change shoes halfway through the day. It really, really helps. If your feet are starting to kill you, go back to your room, change your shoes to a new set. It really does help.
Well, that's a cool idea. I never thought of that. Another thing is don't bring a lot of shirts. I know that sounds silly, but you're going to be surprised how many T-shirts get given to you while you're at the show. The infamous Cult shirt, which, you know, I'm one of the co-creators of, we're bringing almost 3,000 Cult shirts this year. So you should be able to get one if you know the right people.
But we do encourage you not to wear that all the time.
That's true. Don't wear the same shirt every day. No.
Exactly.
But, you know, you're going to be getting other shirts while you're there. Vendors give them out. They're all over the place. So, you know, I wouldn't bring a ton because you're going to wind up bringing back almost another full suitcase worth of crap, more than what you took down there. So you need to plan for that. Another thing would be, you know, bring a light raincoat. It's weird. I mean, we've been down there some years and have sweated a ton because it's 90 degrees, and we've been there other years where we've all frozen to death because it's 40 degrees. So it's tough to know what the weather's going to be like. Even if you check the weather for next week, it's likely to change because it's Florida. So at least bring a light jacket because some of the rooms are really cold, and sometimes when you go outside, it may be raining or it may be cool. Plus the Wednesday night party, it could be raining there, and so you're going to want to have something to wrap up in. Let's see. What's some other stuff I could think of? I would definitely bring your laptop if you have one, and with a wireless connection. If you have an old laptop and it doesn't have a wireless card built in, go buy a wireless card. They're cheap. You can find them for probably as little as $10 now. Get a wireless card. The wireless this year should be, I'm knocking on wood, crossing my fingers, should be very good this year for Lotusphere. So the coverage should be pretty good too. So make sure you bring a good wireless card because you'll have access to the internet and to all kinds of things. So, and that's how you get to Lotusphere online, check your mail, find out what's going on. Let's see. One more thing I'll say, then I'll let other people jump in. Just to give you kind of a rundown of where you can get free food, because, you know, that's another thing. You've already spent all this money. A lot of people want to get some free food. Pretty much every night's covered except Tuesday night. That's the one that we pretty much leave you on your own to go find your own party. Now, there's probably what, guys? At least 20 to 50 parties going on Tuesday night at various locations. If you know anybody at all, you'll probably get invited to at least one of those parties, and you'll be able to scarf food there. But Sunday night's covered because we have the opening reception. Monday night's covered because we have the product showcase and Jam Fest. Tuesday night is wide open, so that's where you have to find your own food or party to go to. And then Wednesday night is the party at the amusement park. And the amusement park this year is the Islands of Adventure, Universal Islands of Adventure, so that should be a lot of fun. Okay, that's all my stuff for now. I'll let other people answer.
Go ahead, Bill.
You started on the parties, so let's just keep it going that way. If you're from Europe, then chances are you're going to fly in Friday, so you can spend Saturday, you know, getting over jet lag and stuff. Now, there's a whole bunch of us meeting in the Irish Bar. That's the Irish Bar, downtown Disney, from 9 o'clock onwards. That's just opposite Planet Hollywood. You don't have to go into downtown Disney for that. So if you go in there on Friday, you're going to see a lot of people you do or don't know via the web. Okay, it's going to be fun. On Saturday, if you're a blogger, there's a Bald. Now, this is one of Bruce's creations. Bruce having less hair than the average bear. He came up with the acronym Bald. Bruce, tell us about Bald.
Well, I had hair at one point, and I'm trying to remember when I lost my hair, but I think my wife Gail would say it's from my ex-wife. That's when I started losing my hair. But Bald, as we've said on some of the previous podcasts, is a place where anyone and everyone can come and hang out with a bunch of people who are Lotus geeks, who want to have a good time, who want to meet new people. It's just a bunch of us who started getting together on Saturday afternoon, you know, the day prior to Lotusphere. We get together at the Big River Brewery on the Disney Boardwalk. And this year we're getting together at 3:30, and everyone's invited. We'll be there probably till 6 or 7 o'clock, at which time we head to ESPN for what's been called the Turtle Party, which maybe Bill or Rocky, you can help us with some history on the Turtle Party. But everyone's invited to Bald. I get so many emails and IMs. You know, is Bald just for bloggers? Since it's, you know, bloggers' annual Lotusphere dinner, it's blogger and friends. It should just be anyone who's at Lotusphere and wants to come and hang out with great people.
Now, this is a really important point, is that a lot of people see bloggers and journalists and stuff, and they go, ooh, they're dangerous people, ooh, we're scared, let's not go talk to him, that's Bill Buchan, ooh. It's not like that, is it? There's no velvet rope, there's no entry qualifications, there's no snobbery, really. You know, come up and say hi to us, for God's sake, we don't bite that often. I mean, obviously, if I'm standing in the queue for a toilet, that's a bad time. But, I mean, otherwise, you know, just come up and say hi to anybody. And if they give you a hard time, start a blog and criticize them for it. That's what we do.
Exactly.
You know, chill.
Hey, Julian, how about, you know, we talk about the Lotusphere Boardwalk, the Disney Boardwalk. Can you give us a, you know, maybe an overview of the Lotusphere, quote-unquote, campus and the surrounding things around it?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, the conference itself is in Swan and Dolphin, and this year they've expanded back to Yacht and Beach Club, which is, you know, really the Swan and Dolphin are right next to each other. So anything that's between Swan and Dolphin, if you're in one, you can very easily get to the other. Yacht and Beach Club is about a 5-minute walk. By the third day, it feels like it's at least a mile away, if not 10 miles. So Yacht and Beach just keeps getting farther and farther away the longer
yeah.
you're like actually
global warming,
at Lotusphere.
Actually, yeah.
Right. And so on the one hand it's fairly close, a little bit of a hike. On the other hand, you know, boy, that ends up being a long walk after a while. Now if you're not staying kind of on campus, so either at Yacht and Beach, Swan or Dolphin, then you'll have to know that you will not be able to park at Swan or Dolphin. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Unless you're handicapped.
Unless you're handicapped.
Right. If you have a handicap parking permit, that's actually a trick. If you have a handicap parking permit or know someone who does, you can go in and park. Or
right.
another trick is if you know somebody who's actually staying in the Swan and Dolphin and they do not have a car, you can ask them to let them check your car as their car, and you will get a parking pass for the hotel.
Yeah, and the handicap trick, I'd only recommend doing that if you are actually handicapped.
Right.
As opposed
it should be your pass, but I'm saying you should either go with somebody who has the pass or, because I actually am disabled. I have a handicap pass, so I park up front.
Yeah, and then otherwise you'll have to take some kind of a shuttle or, you know, that there's plenty of buses that go between all the Disney properties. Anything that gets you to the Disney Boardwalk essentially gets you to Swan and Dolphin. And so there are a myriad of ways, but every year there are people that are surprised because they have a rental car and they try to drive there from All-Star or something like that, and you just get turned away. So be careful about that.
If you do have a car, Julian, where did you park?
You know, I've always stayed at Swan or Dolphin, so okay. I don't even know what the options are.
I think you have to go to Blizzard Beach, and they have a shuttle bus that goes from the Blizzard Beach parking lot to the Swan and Dolphin complex.
That's right, yeah. I've done that a few times. And Blizzard Beach is cold.
Yeah. And one other thing, if you're staying off campus, you know, and again, I'm using that term, just not Swan, Dolphin, or Beach. If you're not staying in one of those three hotels and you want to try to, now is the week to do it. Call the hotels up and find out if they have availability. And so there actually may be some rooms that opened up for one reason or another, and you might be able to actually get in at this point.
Yeah, actually the 12th it opened up. Sorry about that.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, might
Wait,
be some
the 11th.
Rooms, there might not.
I don't know. Well, Saturday. It opened up Saturday.
Yeah, either Call. Way, give it a shot. So.
All right. So that takes us into Sunday, right? Bill, what happens on Sunday morning at Lotusphere? A couple things, right?
Well, firstly, a lot of people stagger around campus looking for any liquid to drink. So let's cover the medical stuff. Assume you're going to get badly hungover if you drink, and assume you're going to get the cold. So take lots and lots of vitamins, take lots and lots of headache tablets. My personal favorite right now is something called Berocca, BERCOOA. Absolutely fantastic. Nurofen. Whatever you want. Later on Sunday, all the jump starts start. So guys like me and various other people will be doing 1 or 2 hour jump starts or hands-on sessions for the whole of Sunday. Now, the other thing starts on Sunday is the business partner day, and I believe that's over in the Yachting Beach again. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And another thing, Jumpstart's actually a little bit different this year. We've added a few extra sessions called Head Starts. So we have Jumpstarts and Head Starts. Jumpstarts are for – they're like they've always been. They're basic introductions into a particular technology area such as LotusScript, Java, XML, whatever your the basics, the foundation-level courses. Then we also have some Head Starts, which are more product-specific. They are to give you kind of a head start or understanding a particular product, such as the Eclipse, working in the Eclipse client, or the new SameTime client, or Symfony, things like that. So keep a lookout for those, whether it's a head start or a jump start.
All right, so after Business Development Day, I think it's as it's officially called, and the jump starts and head start sessions all day Sunday, there's the welcome reception. I believe it starts at 6:30 on Sunday. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So, Julian, tell us about the welcome reception. What to expect? What not to expect?
All right. Well, that is kind of a big party that's right between the Swan and Dolphin. So, again, you need to be there. And there's this sort of a beach area between those two places. So you kind of line up. You pretty much just look for where everyone else is lined up, either at the Swan or Dolphin, and that's going to be where the entrance to get in is. And they start letting people in pretty much at 6:30. People start lining up at like 6. And then you go in, you eat. There's usually some kind of band, if not two or three little bands, playing at various places. There's beer. There's drinks. There's food. There's kind of entertainment, and everyone is just sort of hanging out and talking to each other and meeting people and things like that. So that's kind of the it's the welcome reception. That's sort of your welcome to Lotusphere thing. And I guess I read something about how you're supposed to wear a Hawaiian shirt this year. Is that right?
Yep, I read that as well. So after the welcome reception party, people typically disperse and congregate in various places. And I'll let Bill fill us in on, where to find people or where to go after the party if you have nothing to do and you want to meet some other Lotus geeks.
Well, there's lots and lots of bars at Dolphin and Swan. There used to be a really cool bar at Dolphin, but that's no longer there. It's now part of Shula's. Kimonos over at the Swan is just a hot place if you want to pick up karaoke chicks. Rocky seems to always be there. So, it's really good food, lots of warm sake, lots of really bad, I'm talking bad singing. Paul Mooney keeps dragging me up on stage where I do my infamous Bohemian Rhapsody, which causes mass aneurysm. So, watch out for that. I've got an announcement to make, and that is it will be my 41st birthday on the Sunday. And like last year, I'm encouraging anybody who wants to come along to the Jelly Rolls, the Blazing Pianos Bar, which is the first bar on the boardwalk. And they have two pianos, two very talented musicians, a very long bar. And we're all encouraged to go along there and just basically sing a lot till about 2 a.m. So that's where I'll be on Sunday night. You'll see me near the front of the stage. I'll be the round ball of hair bouncing around like an idiot.
There's the Dolphin, there's the Rotunda and the Dolphin Bar. A lot of people usually hang out there, right?
And that actually brings up a good point that, especially if you're on expense account, which a lot of people are, people try to end up using their credit card for everything, and they think that they can just sort of walk around with no cash. You really want to have cash in your pocket. Because just buying a beer or two here or there, a lot of times you end up buying beer with 20 other people, and unless you want to go ahead and buy the whole round for all 20 people, which is very much encouraged, then you'll be expected to throw in just some money into the tip, and the waiters and waitresses or the wait staff at wherever you happen to be don't like to split a bill 20 ways, and so just make sure you've got some cash on your person. That will make things a lot easier for you.
Yeah, if you make their life a lot easier, then they'll make your service a lot better. So treat these guys with some respect, and they'll respect you back. Mm-hmm.
So we wake up on Monday morning, and Rocky, what happens?
You get to the opening session. Now, there are two opening sessions this year because we have we've grown to such a capacity that we can't all fit into one opening session anymore. So there are actually 2 opening sessions this year, and when you check in at registration, you will be given a sticker on your badge and told which opening session you are to attend. That way we can all see it live instead of having to go to satellite rooms like we've had to do in the years past. So everybody will go to the Dolphin at your designated time for your opening session, and you'll get to see the kind of kickoff for Lotusphere. It's always fun there. Last year we had a live band to kick us off that was fantastic. And there's always some, you know, star who is our master of ceremonies for Lotusphere. And it's always a closely held secret, even that as an IBMer, I didn't know who it is. I've never known who it is until I get there. So, or I usually see him in the hotel the night before.
You want to know who it is?
Yeah, sure.
You sure? You want me to announce that on this podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think the Sandra Marcus mentioned that only 3 people know who it is or something like that.
Right, it's probably one of the most closely guarded secrets, period, for Lotusphere and all of Lotusphere lore. So it's pretty neat. So you start out, you go to your opening general session, and then right after that, you'll go start, you know, making your way through your sessions. Use your pocket agenda. That's what's in your little conference badge that has all the sessions listed. This year, for the first time ever, we've been asking for it for every year, the conference pocket agenda will include the speakers' names for every session.
Yay.
So you will not know.
Yay!
Giving what session. So plan out your day, have contingencies, because this year we're going to be pretty full. So a session, your first choice, may be full. If it is full and overflows, then there's a good chance that the content team will repeat it if we can. So if you don't see it at the time slot you want to see it, have a secondary choice so that you can go to that one. And as you go through the day, that's what you're going to be doing, is hitting all those sessions, meeting people. There's tons of labs to hit that show off the new products we have coming out. You can meet the developers. You can do usability testing. There's just tons of labs. The other big thing is at the end of the day, we have the product showcase, which is where we kick off the opening of the showcase floor, which is where all our vendors are, hawking their wares, showing off their stuff. So that kicks off, I think, at 5:30. Downstairs in the product showcase, and you can get hors d'oeuvres and beer and all that stuff down there as well. After the product showcase, the second the product showcase ends, come to Jamfest, which kicks off officially at 8 p.m. We will once again have a band called Redbox Panic who will help kind of kick things off for us, and then you are welcome to jump up on stage, grab a guitar or the sticks for the drums like Bruce does, and join in. We sing and have a great time at Jamfest. So that's Monday.
All right. So that's an awesome recap of Monday, Rocky and Bill. And Tuesday comes along, right? We've gotten past the fanfare of the opening general sessions, including Lotus Salon, which we really didn't talk about. But we've covered Lotus Salon in the podcast we did with Sandra Marcus a couple episodes ago. So if you haven't listened to that, check that out. So Tuesday rolls along. Julian, what happens on Tuesday?
Tuesday, you're starting to feel very tired. And if you're smart, you've been taking coldies and vitamins for the last couple of days just so that your body doesn't completely implode or turn into some kind of slimy mess or something like that. And let's see, Tuesday, just more sessions, more product showcase. On Monday, the other thing that opens is the Lotus store. So they sell all sorts of little IBM goodies and IBM branded sorts of things.
Product showcase, too. We forgot about the product showcase at 6:30 on Monday, right?
I did say that.
Right.
I said it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we said it.
I'm sorry.
Case receipts. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
sorry.
And so really, you know, Tuesday is mostly full of sessions. But Tuesday night, isn't that when most of the vendor parties are?
There is. There's also two things that are new this year for Tuesday. Number one, we have a brand new session this year called Lotusphere Idol.
And
basically, what we're going to do is there's going to be a panel of judges and the content team staff members will be there to judge. 5 or 6 people who we're going to invite on stage to try out for a Lotusphere session. They'll have 5 minutes each to give their best pitch and sell the audience on why they should have a session and, you know, maybe go over part of the stuff they're going to cover or sing and dance, whatever they feel like they should do to best sell us on why they should have a session. And the winner of Lotusphere Idle will have all day Wednesday to prepare that session. They will have the assistance of various members of the content team and judging staff in getting their presentation ready. They will also be invited to spend an hour with our speaking coach that we use at Lotusphere named Bill Chuck. So you can get groomed up. So think of it as a Lotusphere makeover for this person. They're going to be turned from just an average attendee into a Lotusphere speaker in the matter of about 24 hours. And then Thursday morning, they will open Thursday morning with their session. The Lotusphere Idol winner session will be held at 8:30 in the Dolphin Wednesday morning. So that's
wow.
One thing we'll have Tuesday. The other thing happening Tuesday is Speed Geeking. This is the second year that we'll be doing Speed Geeking, so the secret's kind of out. This year, though, we've moved it to accommodate more people. It's going to be upstairs in the Dolphin, right in front of the Dolphin Hemisphere Rooms in that huge hallway. So we will have 12 people up there showing off their some tricks. They'll have 5 minutes. Think of it like speed dating, but for geeks. There'll be 12 people around the room, and you can pick 6 of them. You'll go to each one, I think. And did we do it 5 minutes or 10 minutes, Bill? So 12.
It was 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
It was 5 minutes.
Okay, it is 12. All right, so that's what we're gonna do. So
12 times five. Yeah.
Right, you'll get to hit each one for 5 minutes and watch Paul Mooney turn red, try to do, what is it, 60, he tries to do like 30 tips in 5 minutes. It's pretty hilarious.
That's right, it's really funny.
I'll probably have Bill back up there too, because they basically, Bill and Paul try to fight each other on dev tips versus admin tips, which is really funny. But it's a great time. So we invite you to come to that right before you go to your vendor parties on Tuesday night.
Wow,
right.
Okay.
And then Jamfest also goes on Tuesday again, doesn't it?
No, we've come down to a one night only.
So okay, it's just Monday
Tuesday
night.
Yeah, just Monday night.
And it's at the Pacific Dance Hall on the Disney Boardwalk.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I think they moved it this year. The reason for that, this is a big deal. For the people who have been to Lotusphere before, one thing's changing that we've never, ever done before in the history of Lotusphere, and that is there is no more such thing as a dining tent. You will all eat in one location at Lotusphere. We are building probably the biggest tent in Florida to house everybody for eating.
Wow.
So everybody will get to eat together where you want to. And you know, you can either go in there and build your quick sandwich or something and split, or you can sit down and have a good meal with any of the friends that you want. There's no more divided teams between two tents for food. One big tent, everybody eats. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge deal.
That's fantastic news. It really is, because if your team arbitrarily got split up, it was a hassle. It really was.
So we're waking up on Wednesday morning. We had a great time Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Bill, Wednesday morning, what's going on? What goes on at Lotusphere?
Oh, well, I mean, by about the third morning of waking up at Lotusphere, you're really starting to hit the wall. I don't know if anyone here runs marathon. I don't. But run about 18, 20 miles into a marathon, you will hit physical and mental breakdown. And that really is Wednesday morning, which is cool. Now, in previous years, Rocky, our track manager, was kind enough to put worst practices on first thing Wednesday morning, for which I still thank him. And what that means is you've got 2,500 geeks with hangovers and halitosis walking like the Michael Jackson Thriller video across campus to try and get into the session for 8:30 in the morning. Now, thankfully, we're not headlining Wednesday morning this year. Thank God. But at the same time, you'll still see, you know, thousands of geeks lurching from bed, you know, to try and get their first sessions. Now, for some reason, Birds of a Feather sessions tend to be right in the morning, like 7:30. Now, which ones are on Wednesday morning? I forget.
What, Birds of a Feather? Who the heck knows?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's a good point. Yeah. Birds of a Feather session started, I believe, 7, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're at one point they used to have Birds of a Feather during the day too, but I don't think that's the case anymore. But they happen at night, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's first thing in the morning, last thing at night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday is just more and more and more sessions. Mm-hmm. Now, really, Monday is kind of OGS and big headline sessions like, you know, what's new in admin, what's new in dev. Tuesday and Wednesday is you're there, you're diving deep into the areas that you really want to know about. You're going to the sessions hosted by one of the Iris developers who actually developed the part of the product you're interested in. So Tuesday and Wednesday really are the deep dive days for you, is what I'd say.
There's a couple of just reminders about Wednesday, too. Product Showcase closes Wednesday night, and the Lotusphere store closes Wednesday. So if you haven't hit those in the previous 2 days, that's the day to do it, because it all closes down Wednesday because it's not open on Thursday morning. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you really do –
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, okay. I've stood on a stand in the Product Showcase, and I've been around the Product Showcase in my sort of 12 or 13 years at Lotusphere. Now – even if you're not an outgoing sort of, you know, clubby person, even if you're quite shy, you should really make an effort to spend at least an hour or two going around the Product Showcase, wandering up and down the aisles and just seeing the absolute diversity of stuff that's available for you and your company to really help your notes environment. There's some incredible products out there. Now, a couple I would recommend you absolutely see would be a product called DNA by a Dutch company called Trust Factory, which is absolutely awesome. You also get the mainline sponsors like HP, I think, will be there again this year. BlackBerry will be there again this year, and so on and so forth. So it's amazing the amount of information products you're going to pick up from there.
Wednesday, and IBM, I was going to say real quickly, the IBM booths are all along the outside wall all the way around. So if you're looking for a particular IBM product or person, go to the outside walls.
Yeah, it's sometimes really difficult actually finding out about what IBM products actually do and where they are. And all of a sudden, you've got access to some really good IBM specialists. So, I mean, take the time, see the Product Showcase. It really is part of the show. Mm-hmm. And don't be scared of people. You know, some stands, they seem a lot more sort of hard sell than others. But, you know, go and talk to people. Get the leaflet. See if it's going to fit in with your environment. Get two or three examples of a particular type of product, for instance. That's part of the reason why you're there. And don't miss that. You know, it's good stuff.
Did we talk about the labs, all the labs that are located, you know, in the Dolphin and stuff like that?
I mentioned it briefly that, you know, you should hit the labs up. Usually Monday's a good day. But Monday actually is pretty packed because the Product Showcase isn't open yet. So when people are between sessions or taking a break, a lot of them filter over to the labs. Wednesday is actually a great day to go to the labs. Most people don't think about it, and it's usually not nearly as packed. A couple of labs that I think you cannot miss is the research lab. That is where Lotus Research shows off what they're thinking about, and those guys come up with some amazing things. And I mean, stuff that you'll see in there is things that sometimes make it into the product, you know, 3 to 5 years out. I mean, they're thinking way down the pipe. It's really amazing. Another one is the Meet the Developers Lab. To go back to what Bill said earlier is, you know, you get to see these guys who actually write the product on the stage, and that's cool. But you actually get to go in and spend one-on-one time with them as well in the Developers Lab, because every speaker from Iris and from Lotus that's there has to spend some time in the Developers Lab. I won't be because I'll be out of IBM by that point, but I was supposed to be there. But if you have a question for me, you can come ask me. But
the certification lab is good too.
The cert lab is great, and then there's usability labs. So if you want to see kind of where products are going, contribute in and participate in a usability study and try out a new product that hasn't been released yet and see if you like it.
Can I say something about usability labs? And that is Mary Beth Raven and Chris Blatnick made a very brave offer. And that is, if you're a BP or an internal guy for a big corporate and you've got an application already, you take it along to the usability lab and they'll spend 15 minutes telling you how they think you can improve the usability. Now, this in itself is worth the Lotusphere ticket. I mean, that's fantastic information. So, I mean, we're going to be there, number one in the queue for that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Martha, for those who don't know her, Mary Beth Raven is the leader of our usability for Lotus Notes and Domino. She has a PhD in usability, so she's actually Dr. Mary Beth Raven. But you don't have to call her that. You just call her Mary Beth. She's a great person, but she is amazing. She's the one who's responsible for the UI you see in Notes 8, the revamping of pretty much that entire product. So that you're right. That to be able to have her look at your stuff and give tips and pointers – if you paid a consultant with her credentials to do that, it would cost more than your Lotusphere ticket by a long shot.
Oh, yeah, so, definitely. That's a huge offer. Get in on that. Mm-hmm. And we just say, oh, yeah, it's Mary Beth, but we tend to forget she's got a brain the size of the universe, and you know she's an incredible person. And again, she's not fierce. You know, you can go up and say hi, and I fully encourage everyone to do, you know.
Love talk.
All right, Wednesday night is the
party.
Big party at Universal Islands of Adventure. Great, great amusement park. You know, you have the Spider-Man ride, the Hulk, the Dueling Dragons is there too, right?
Yeah. Yes, best ride in the park, Dueling Dragons.
Yeah, I think Jillian and I, we did that together like 2 years ago with Jeff Stratton.
Yeah, and you recorded the whole thing on your phone, I think.
Actually, Jeff Stratton had called my cell phone, and for some reason my cell phone picked up, and it went to voicemail, but Jeff's phone didn't hang up. So you hear throughout the whole conversation, like, you know, just all these weird noises that...
Bruce had 2 minutes of screaming on his cell phone.
Yeah,
it
was great. So the party's on Wednesday night. It's a great time, like Rocky mentioned earlier, or Bill. There's plenty of food and drink there, so you'll be fed and all that stuff. Wednesday night, same thing. You know, if you want to hang out and party with people or just socialize, we mentioned all those places earlier. They're open all the time. You can go there. And... Thursday's a pretty fun day, in my opinion. You know, you have more sessions, and then like Rocky said, the Lotus Fear Idol will also be quote unquote performing, and then you have things like Guru Palooza, which Rocky started a couple of years ago, and that's where all of the best practices speakers get up on stage for an hour. And I think Rocky, you who's moderating that? You?
Yeah, I'm the moderator this year again.
Okay, so we have that, and I think Bill, Julian, and myself will all be on the stage there, so be sure to ask us, you know, some really tough questions, because we'll just be in a great mood on Thursday and be prepared to answer them. And then you have Meet the Developers, I think, that also occurs that day, and Kevin Cavanaugh ran it last year, but who's going to head that up this year, Rocky?
I don't know, actually, to be honest with you. I guess Sandesh will, who basically took Kevin's position. Oh, so Sandesh is in Brent's position. Who's in Kevin's position now? I don't even remember. Alistair. Probably Alistair? One of those guys will. Probably one of the VPs will head it up. But I would like them to see ask Kevin back. I like the way Kevin runs it. But Kevin has moved on to bigger and better things now. So right. He's actually a senior vice president now.
All right. So meet the developers, right? It's where you can walk up to a microphone, stand in a queue, right? There's two or three microphones up there, and ask the development team some questions. But you do have to realize, does Bob Balaban still get to ask the first question?
This year, it's a surprise. The first question has been the person, and the question I believe has been chosen, but we're keeping it under lock and key, almost as secret as the opening session, the opening GS speaker.
Oh boy.
So you'll have to go to the Meet the Developer session and see what the first question is. But I will tell you the Meet the Developer session is in the exact same room as Guru Palooza, right after Guru Palooza. So if you're already at Guru Palooza, you're in a good spot. They'll kick you out of the room for a couple of minutes and then let you back in, and you'll be able to see the Meet the Developer session.
Mm-hmm. So Julian. Oh, go ahead. Bill, you have something?
I was just going to say, Guru Palooza, the guys on stage at Guru Palooza are all the guys from the best practice track. So we're not IBMers. We can't discuss IBM policy because we don't know. You know, we're not IBMers. So in Guru Palooza, come along and ask us how to fix stuff that's bugging you now. But,
right, but
the answer might be, you know, we don't know. And beat the geek and beat the developers. Oh, sorry, meet the developers. Sorry. That's where you ask the policy questions. That's where you ask, well, why don't you add this feature? Why don't you add that feature? And so on and so forth. Yeah, just
right,
to get
right.
That right.
What is better to ask at ours is, okay, this feature doesn't work. How do you work around it? That's what we're good at.
Absolutely.
The next
Absolutely.
Session is where you ask, you know, why don't you fix it? So that's a great point, is, you know. But the nice thing about Guru Palooza is that those are the best and brightest minds in our community, and they're going to give you a straight answer. There's no politics. They don't have to worry about the politics of IBM and Lotus like the Meet the Developers do. So they will give you a straight answer. And half of my battle as the MC is just keeping people. You know, they're all speakers, so they all want to take the stage. You know, they all want to speak for half an hour.
Oh yeah,
that's
absolutely.
My biggest challenge. But it's great. It's a great way to get some really good information.
Come with your best questions. Come with the best questions you can think of, you know, this week and next. And you know, make us work for our money, because some years we've just sat there and we've just coasted. You guys just weren't good enough, you know.
Right. And so both of those are over at the Swan. So the Guru Palooza and the Meet the Developers, same room over at the Swan. And then after Meet the Developers is over, there's this huge trek. It's like a migration or kind of an ice age evacuation of people across the little quad from Swan over to Dolphin, where the closing session is. So, you know, after all that's. No? What?
I was about to say, wouldn't you say that the closing session is one of the best-kept secrets at Lotusphere? I mean, it never has – you know, it has like a third of the people that the opening session does, and it's almost always hilarious.
I agree.
And it's just a great – it is one of my highlights of Lotusphere.
I mean, for me, I've always been to the closing session, and I've always known that, yeah, like you said, about half the people have their flight scheduled to where they leave before it happens, and it's fantastic. I mean, the closing session, they generally have some kind of comedian, but last year they had whoever the speaker was, a real smart guy, astrophysicist or something like that, but had a very entertaining speech.
His name is Neil Tyson deGrasse. He is the head of astrophysics at the New York Museum of Natural History, and he was the leading astrophysicist who proved that Pluto wasn't a planet. So that's a little bit about him, but he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, I thought Pluto was a dog.
That's what he proved.
Exactly.
But then traditionally they've had comedians too, and the comedians they have are always very funny. And it's just a great way to decompress when the whole thing is done. You go there, they generally have like ice cream, and some sodas and leftover water. Oh, by the way, drink absolutely as much water as your body can tolerate during the entire time you're at Lotusphere.
Good point.
For some reason, it's very easy to get dehydrated, and not only will it kind of keep you a little bit more awake, it'll also keep you less hungover if you're the kind of person that tends to drink beer or spirits. So anyway, there's sort of all the leftover sodas and waters, and again, there's generally ice cream out there for the closing session. But then after the closing session, if you are going to stick around that night, John Head is doing something, and he's just kind of organizing a little dinner get-together or something like that. We'll have a link to his blog on the show notes. So if you want to click over there, he's just trying to get a count of people who might be able to sort of show up for his little shindig on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, I think you guys were going to talk about water or getting tired or being hungover or something like that.
Actually,
in there too.
Julian, before we let Bill and Rocky continue, we do have a sponsor for the Lotusphere Taking Notes Podcast, and that is, as you may have heard at the beginning, is Instant Technologies. These guys are going to be at Lotusphere in the product showcase at Pedestal 333. So if you're running a same time environment and you need to look at things like chat archiving, compliance, etc., IMQ management, buddy list administration, persistent chat rooms, these guys are, you know, top notch. They make a whole bunch of stuff. They've been doing it for a long time. So if you're not going to Lotusphere and you want to learn more about these guys, again, Instant Technologies, www.instant-tech.com. We'll put a link to it in the show. We'll put a link to it in the show notes, so be sure and check them out. And we thank them for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. So again, Julian and Rocky and Mr. Buchan, I apologize for the interruption, but we do have to pay the bills once in a while. So, Julian.
Well, I was actually just going to turn it over to Bill and Rocky. I think those guys were going to talk about water or hangovers or something.
Well, Rocky, you go first. You're far more sensible than I.
I was going to offer just a couple of random suggestions. One of them falls along that line these suggestions come from the Turtles site, which is Gonzo Lotusphere. I think it's gonzolotusphere.com. So that's another place to get a lot of great suggestions and tips about Lotusphere, like offsite hotels. If you're not staying on campus, you can find hotel deals there. I mean, Turtle's got a bunch of great stuff over there, so check it out. Anyways, from one of his old posts years ago, which I think is a classic, he had a couple of great suggestions. One is, don't carry your backpack to like the party on Sunday night because it makes you look like a nerd, and that's to be avoided. So you look kind of nerdy. Take it to your room before you go to the product. To the opening party on Sunday night at the beach. Number two is, if you are an American, please do not get into drinking contests with our European counterparts, because they will drink your American ass under the table pronto. So don't go there. That is a great way to avoid a hangover. Do not get in drinking contests with Europeans.
Rocky, I think to defend that, I think Paul Mooney's on the line now, eh?
Yeah.
Paul, you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for joining the podcast that you're supposed to be part of. So, Paul, Rocky's talking about do not challenge Europeans to drinking contests.
Yeah, don't challenge Bill particularly
or
to
Paul.
Drinking contests. But well, I'm nowhere near as good as my master.
All right, Bill, what do you have to say to that?
Oh dear, I'm not what you call a heavy drinker. I mean, there are some people at Ludosphere who are far bigger drinkers than I. I mean, I didn't last until the next morning, as various other Europeans did. I passed out long before the first boff session. It might seem like a good idea to drink with the lads till 3 o'clock in the morning, but then you spend the whole of the next day in the fetal position on your bathroom floor. This isn't what your employer's paying you to go for. So do try and pace yourself. Okay, it's not smart, it's not clever. I'm neither of those things, so that's my excuse. Drink lots.
I was going to say, Paul, since you haven't been part of the podcast and you haven't heard everything that we've talked about for almost the last hour, we're going to give you a chance on the spot here to perform a 60-second speed geeking type of thing about things to do and not do at Ludosphere. Ready? Go.
In practice, don't listen to Bill. Don't listen to any developers. What else? God. Sleep in advance. You're not going to get any sleep for the entire week. Try to stay near campus as much as you can. Try to attend speed geeking. Try to attend the newer sessions that are coming out, for example, the Ludosphere Idol. Watch out for all the best practice speakers and some of the in-depth sessions as much as you can. But if you've never been, just really get ready for a roller coaster. It is, without a doubt, the best week in our business of the year, bar none. Aside from that, just get ready to have a hell of a lot of fun.
Well, on that note, we've almost spoken an hour about Ludosphere 2008. So, Bill, you get 15 seconds for some parting words, then Rocky, then Julian, then myself. Go for it, Bill.
Okay. Drink lots of water, take some vitamins, watch out for the cold, wear sensible shoes. Try to get at least 2 hours sleep a night. Don't park golf carts in the foliage, okay? Don't steal other people's minibars. Minibars expensive. Go on a beer run. Be safe. Have lots of fun.
Rocky?
Okay. Don't be shy. This is the one time to meet like-minded individuals. It's the largest congregation of like-minded individuals for us in the world. It's our call to Mecca, so to speak. And so, you know, get out there, meet people, glom onto the crowds and talk to people. That's what you're there for. And you will be amazed at the contacts you make and the friends you make while at Ludosphere. Some of my most longest-lasting friendships have come about because of Ludosphere. So get out there, meet people, talk to people, speakers, attendees, everybody.
Mr. Robichaux.
And just as a suggestion, it may be too late this year. You may have already made the plans. But if you're a family person, don't bring your family to Ludosphere. Bring them the week before. Bring them the week after. But Ludosphere is such an intense event and takes up so much of your time and day. It's really hard to serve the two masters of your job at Ludosphere and your family at home. So take it from a guy with 5 kids and a wife. You want to do that before or after, not during. So there's my other little tip.
Julian, it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay. I will just second the notion of drink a lot of water. If you like coffee, then get coffee when you see it and just carry it around with you because it's not you may not see it as often as you might like if you're like me and you just would rather have a coffee IV during the day. And let's see what else. Like Rocky said, meet as many people as you can. And if you're kind of a shy person and you're not really sure how to meet someone, a great way to do it is to walk up and say, "Hey, my name is so and so. What do you do?" And then that just go from there. Mm-hmm. That's the only opening line you need. You don't need to be clever or funny or witty or anything like that. Just start talking, and pretty much everyone else there is just like you are. And, you can meet some great people and have some nice conversations. And frankly, if you go there and you don't know anyone or you only know one or two people, it's just a lot more fun doing the events. If you can kind of see someone from across the room or the hall and, hey, how are you doing? And walk over and just sort of hang out with them the whole time. And also go to sessions. I know that every year there are people that go there and they get so into, you know, kind of the social aspects of it, kind of on the other hand, or just going out and drinking all the time, or, you know, going to see Disney or something like that, that they simply just don't really see very many sessions. And that's very unfortunate because there are some fantastic sessions. And even though you can normally get most of the PDFs of the sessions online for a very short time after Lotusphere is over, if they're not, and sometimes they're posted in the sandbox later, then being at the session is almost always better than just kind of looking at the slides and trying to figure out what they're saying. So really go to the sessions.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's some really good advice, Julian. Rocky and I was going to say Paul, but Paul dropped off, being the administrator he is, and Bill. So that's it. That's it for, I guess, episode 74 of the podcast. This will be our last podcast before we'll be at Lotusphere, and we'll have plenty of podcasts at Lotusphere. We look forward to seeing many of you there, like Julian said and everyone said. You know, don't be shy. Don't expect me to be able to read your badge because I won't be able to. So if I forget your name and I'm like, look at in my face is in your chest, you know, that's because I'm trying to read your badge because I don't see too well.
That's what he tells all the girls.
Exactly. So that's it. Thanks, Paul, for dropping by. I know you can't hear us right now. Thanks, Rocky. Thanks, Bill. And we'll see you guys at Lotusphere 2008. Take care.
This podcast sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com.